بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب زدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي نبي الرحمة صاحب المقام المحمود والحوض المورود والشفاعة الكبرى عندنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين وأدنى وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى جميع الملائكة والملائكة الذين لنا تعلق بهم في الدنيا والآخرة وعلى الأرض التي ندفن فيها وعلى الأرض التي عصيناك عليها وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباع كله إلى يوم القيامة كما هو أهله كما تحب وترضى وبعدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصلي على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we probably know, this is the month of Rabiul Awwal. And after Maghrib Salat, 16th of Rabiul Awwal, these days that went by were the days of Ayyam Ibiz, the days of the full moon, the bright days, because the moon is full. Just now when we were coming from Masjid Taqwa, when we went down the ramp onto 401, from there, look straight up 401 East, and everybody probably saw the moon. It was just about full. If you looked at it very careful, a little bit thin, but it was so beautiful. So beautiful, the moon was. Full moon. What did Rasulullah ﷺ do in the days when the moons were full? Today, our connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and because this is the month of Rabi al-Awwal, and Rasulullah ﷺ should be mentioned at all times, where there's a gathering, and Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not mentioned, that gathering goes against the person. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We read وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we have made your mention exalted, we have exalted your mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. And it is very important for us. Very, very important for us. Very, very important, like the way we read five times daily salah. And five times daily salah is compulsory upon each individual. So if somebody was to say, some people perform the salah, we don't have to perform salah in the masjid. No. Everybody has to perform salah with jama'at. Every individual does. Even all the women folk at home. Everybody, every individual. And salah at all times. Even when a person is dying, salat, he has to perform salat. There's no excuse. If a person can't stand, then he will even sit. If he can't sit, he'll lie. If he can't use water because he becomes sick or he'll be destroyed, it could kill him. Then he can do tayammum. But he has to perform salat. Like that, on each individual, like the way salat is compulsory, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compulsory upon every individual to have love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده ووالديه والناس أجمعين. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you could be a perfect believer until I become more beloved to him than his father, his son, and the entire mankind. The whole creation. Until more than everybody, I become more beloved to him. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we see and we study the lives of the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, Allah enlighten their graves, Allah brighten their graves, Allah give them the best reward on behalf of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Through their sacrifice we have this deen. If we see their love was right at the peaks for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why, to do ita'at and obey Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very easy because of their love. And when a person gets this love, you can only see the beloved and everything besides the beloved, the person becomes deaf and blind towards it. As a hadith says, حُبُّكَ الشَّيُّعْمِ وَيَسِمُ, that a certain person's love or a certain thing's love makes you deaf and blind besides that of the beloved. So beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so beloved to them that they couldn't care what was in their way or who was around them, but they would just think, what would my beloved want me to do at this time? And you know what? Then you might say then, I thought we worship Allah. What does my beloved want me to do? I thought we worship Allah, then what's this? Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبِّبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, Allah is commanding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, do my ittiba. And as other, like he says, one ayat or some verses of the Quran explain some other verses of the Quran. وَمَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, a person who obeys Rasulullah has obeyed Allah. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Imam Shafi rahmahullah alayhi once said to the gathering, I will prove everything from Quran. Somebody said, Hazrat Imam Shafi, he asked him a masla about a muhrim, a person in the state of ihram, and some masla concerning that. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, he read the Quran ayat, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, to prove the masla. And then he said, to prove that whatever Rasulullah s.a.w. gives you and he commands you to do, you have to take and you have to obey. Whatever he forbids you, you refrain from, you stay away from. Because Rasulullah s.a.w.'s ita'at, obedience, is the ita'at in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you love Allah, say. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded that, say, tell the people that if you love Allah, then follow me, follow in my footsteps. Allah will love you. If you want to become mahbub, the beloved of Allah, follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will forgive your sins. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your sins too. You will also become beloved to Allah. This is why our Salafi Salihin, they used to say, we rather prefer to go for the call of nature, going to Baytul Qala, going to the restroom, into the toilet, into the washroom, in the sunnah tariqah, in the sunnah manner, than to pray two rakat naf'il salat without the sunnah. Two rakat naf'il salat without the sunnah. Understand? Once a person said, yeah, what is the state of my salah? So you saw in a dream that his salah, perfect but blind. So he asked a shaykh, what is the meaning? What is this meaning? So he said, you know, when you're performing salah, everything in your salah is probably according to sunnah. But when you perform salah, do you close your eyes like this? He goes, yes, yes, I do that for concentration. He goes, well, that is not sunnah to close your eyes like this. Even for concentration. So that is why you saw the salat blind there. And even that point, every single thing. If this is why the Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors, were so careful in respect of every single sunnah they used to put into practice. And where did they learn this from? The Sahaba. And then after that, the Tabi'ins learned from the Sahaba, the Tabi'ins learned from the Tabi'in. Likewise. Until today, there are people who try to follow every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why you become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, I was talking about muhabbat, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person loves Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to that extent, then to obey Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes very, very easy. To follow in his footsteps at all times, in all situations, in all places, in it is, becomes easy to follow Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah. It becomes easy for us to follow the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Love. Now, a person can also say, but some people, they only say they love Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Is that even beneficial? Even that is beneficial. When a sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when is the day of judgment? Matassa'a. When is the day of judgment? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cautioning him or making him understand that the question is not appropriate. He said, what have you prepared for it? That your question is, what, when is the day of judgment? And you could ask, how do I prepare for the life hereafter? How do I prepare to meet Allah? But you're asking, when is the day of judgment? What have you prepared for it that you're asking this question? But these people were full of ikhlas, sincerity. And what they had in their heart, it came on their tongue too. And remember, if I say and you say of our love and this and that, this and that, this and that, we could be fakers, we could be munafiq, we could be hypocrites. The sahabas who were perfect in the iman, 70 of them used to fear nifaq, hypocrisy upon themselves. People like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Siddiq Akbar Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. People like that used to fear hypocrisy upon themselves. Allahu Akbar. And they're certified that فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ. If you bring iman like the way they brought iman, like the sahaba. But this is the way, the connection. A person, the greater a person is, the more they are humble and they have abdiyat in them. So I was talking the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in respect of that, this hadith. That when is the day of judgment? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what have you prepared? And he spoke from his heart. Ya Allah, Rasulullah, me? I haven't got much. Much meaning, Alhamdulillah, when a sahabi says, I haven't got much, he's probably comparing himself to the other sahabas who probably had a, you know, reading of that many paras of the Quran and tahajjud and this and that and striving the path of Allah and all this other stuff. Right? That I'm just a busy man with my family, etc. And I pray my salah wa jamaat in the masjid, alhamdulillah. But, okay. So he said, I haven't got much, but what I have is the love of Allah in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be with the person whom you love. And one narration, of Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, you will be with who you love. And Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Khadim, servant of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for 10 years he stayed in the sahbat, in the company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a child. And he said, now this was khuluqin azeem. Wa innaka ala, indeed you are the most exalted of akhlaq and manners. Nobody, there's nothing, no example of it. And a person can't even think and imagine Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's akhlaq. And he was just a human like us too. This is the ayat of the Holy Quran. Today I was just reading from my Shaykh's book. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. This ayat, one of the second last ayat, or the last ayat of Surah At-Tawbah. This ayat is such an ayat that if a person ponders over the meaning and reads it, should bring tears in his eyes and his heart and think, what connection of muhabbat and love do I have with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And when Allah is saying this about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that indeed from amongst you, Ja'akum Rasulum min anfusikum. My Shaykh was saying, Ja'akum Rasulum min, these two words, Rasulum min anfusikum, from amongst you. Was he an angel? No. Was he an angel? No. He was a human. Hands and feet, too. Understand? Like us. A human. Amongst you. This is Allah. لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Very, very severe and very, very depressing and sad upon him. That calamity which befalls you. And you know what? Remember this very carefully. The people think, you know, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Aqeedah is he's alive in his grave. Al-Anbiya, Ahyan Fikuburim, the Anbiya are alive in their graves. Understand? They're alive. They're not dead. And even about the Shuhada, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. Do not say about the Shuhada that they're dead. وَلَا حِيَاءٌ. They're alive. وَلَا كِلَّا تَشْعُرُونَ. But you don't know. You don't have understanding of it. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his grave. Even right now, his feeling for us. If a sahabi is walking, he tripped
And he fell.
It hurt Rasulullah SAW. His heart, oh my Sahabi. A prick pricked him. It hurt him. And in the same way, the Sahaba's muhabbat, oh. But even for each ummati, Rasulullah sallallahu azizun alayhi, it's very severe upon him that which hurts you and puts you in calamities and in hardships. Harisun alaykum is very eager for the well-being upon you for all of the ummah. In respect of what? In respect of what? Akhirat only? For sure the akhirat. For sure the akhirat. Even very haris, very eager for your success in the akhirat. But even in the dunya. Even your worldly benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have a business, if you had a business in that time, and you came to Rasulullah SAW about your business, and you told Rasulullah SAW, even about that, if Rasulullah SAW, when there's a story, when Hazrat Abu Bakr one day comes out at the time of siesta, Kailula, in the afternoon they used to sleep. The Arabs, they sleep. And it's also sunnah, Kailula. It's very much blessing in it. Every single sunnah. Even if you can, you know, if you have a lunch break, you read your Zuhr Salat, in 5-10 minutes, if you can just lie down, try to sleep, or even make the niyat of Kailullah, there's barakat in it, blessing in it. It'll help you to get up for tahajjud that night too. It's very, very beneficial, understand? So they used to sleep. But sometimes when a person is very hungry or very worried, a person can't sleep. So one day, when Rasulullah ﷺ comes out at the time of siesta, when everybody's sleeping because it's so hot, what took him out is hunger. And he saw Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He saw Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Now Abu Bakr Siddiq was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So close. I'm explaining to you this point, that how he's so eager about our well-being and how much hurt will he have if we have any hardships, any calamity in respect of dunya and akhirat, and how eager is he for our success of the dunya and the akhirat, that when Siddiq Akbar, Abu Bakr Siddiq, his best friend, came out of the house too at that time. And when Rasulullah asked him, Abu Bakr, what brings you out at this time? She said, Ya Rasulullah, I came out, I want to see you. But indeed, what was hurting Abu Bakr? Pangs of starvation. For days and days, no food. Same thing, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But what? He did not say that which will, his beloved. Because he had that so much connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay, my beloved's going to, Abu Bakr is so hungry, like me, that he cannot even sleep like the way I'm not sleeping. Why? But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's hungry too. At the time of when he lifts his shawl, his blanket out, 2 stones. And the Sahabas have 1 stone. And they used to tie a stone due to hunger. And he had 2 stones tied to him. But you know, these things made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cry, even their hunger. Understand? So much. But and then he always explained the reality of everything. Remember, this is a dunya, don't worry. So, but everything Rasulullah SAW was bil mu'mineen ra'ufur rahim, very ra'uf rahim, very much compassionate, merciful, gracious towards the believers. This is Nabi Kareem, and even today in his grave, and even tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. Tomorrow on the Day of Judgment too. Everybody will be in the state of nafsi, nafsi, myself, how do I succeed? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be ummati, my ummat. Allahu Akbar. We're connected to this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Connected. So the Sahabi said, I haven't got much, but I have the love of Allah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, this is the most greatest glad tiding for us, and it made us so happy, this saying of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will be with him or with those who we love on the Day of Judgment, because indeed we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anybody. You know, today everybody wants Jannah, and they talk about, you know, the ni'mat of Jannah, and they talk about, and everybody makes dua, Allah give me Jannah. And we should make dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaka wal Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask for your pleasure and Jannah. But you know, love, it teaches you the rules and regulations of love. The Sahaba's love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was such that even Jannah wasn't in its full. The ni'mats of Jannah are not complete if we are deprived of seeing our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now that, who can think like that? Only that person can think like that, is that person who has that much connection with somebody and so much love. So much love. And this is all proven from hadith. There was one qadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Rasulullah, when people used to do for Rasulullah, he always used to try to pay them back. So once he asked, so what do you want? Ask me. He intended to get, if you want some camels or goats, because he was poor. He was from amongst the Ashabi Sufa, these 70 to about 300 who used to stay outside Nabi Karim's house, like Abu Huraira, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala, all these were from Ashabi Sufa, those people who used to stay right outside Nabi Karim's house, and they're present for Nabi Karim at all times. And they're always studying knowledge with Nabi Karim, so they're always ready outside his house. So he was from amongst those Ashabi Sufa too. So Rasulullah, he was also the person who used to do khidmat. What do you want, Nabi? See, he said, you know what? You have time to even think of what you want. If you want some goats, and alhamdulillah, I'll give you some. Or if you want some camels, I'll give you that. So Hazrat Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought, what do I ask for? He thought, I know what to ask for. So next day, Rasulullah said, Rabi'a, you've thought of the matter. What do you want? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be with you, your companion, like the way I'm your sahabi and companion. I get to see you here in this dunya. Same thing I want in the Jannah, in the hereafter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aini bikathati sujood." Yani, help me, because you want to be with me. So help me, and I'm going to make dua. But you help me by abundance of sujood. You pray, make sure you pray your salat properly, and pray much salat. With much salat, inshallah, you will be with me on the day of judgment. This is what he asked for. This is what he asked for. He wanted to be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many, many times Sahaba would come. And what would perplex, what would make them sad? We have all these worldly things that make us sad and all these problems, but what would make the Sahaba sad? To be sleeping in their bed, tossing from one side, thinking of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they can't bear it. They'll run and see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ah, cool, everything's cool. But still sad. What's so sad? Can we do this? We run and we see him anytime. We have any problem, we go to him. But what? Tomorrow he's going to be in the high status in Jannah. And we're going to be with the, okay, even if we get Jannah, but we're going to be with other people. The Rasulullah is going to be in high status. And remember what I said at the beginning, that when they spoke from their heart. Because you know why? Allah certified, Allah justified, Allah reveal ayats concerning sahabas who came like this with a concern like this, that where are we going to be even if we do get Jannah but without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the ayats will reveal, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنَعْمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ, a person who obey Allah and Rasul, then these people who obey Allah and His Rasul, they will be from who? They will be amongst those. They will be with ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqeen, with the anbiya. And Rasulullah was from amongst the anbiya. You'll be with Rasulullah. These ayats will reveal. The sahabas had this concern. They had this fikr. So Hazrat Anas says, this made us more happy than anything in the world, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be with whom you love on the day of judgment. Because this is the love that they had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now today, really, the ummati is distancing themselves from the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And many times what happens is, there are many, many issues that people say, oh, this is haram, bidat. And people don't have understanding. If we look, Imam, you know, my sheikh, he said that, you know, somebody was saying, what's this guy talking about? But lucky thing, Imam Bukhari has narrated this ta'liqan, not marfu'an, but ta'liqan, not to Rasulullah, but ta'liq to a sahabi. It said when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, when he came into the dunya, and when was Rasulullah was born? 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal on a Monday. On Monday, if it's Shabbat Rabi Awwal, we should be fasting too. Because when Rasulullah used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. But what people do, they make nice food and just eat food. But they don't fast. Rasulullah talked about Mondays and Thursday fasting. So in one reason why he says that I fast on Monday, is that I was also born on Monday. So Rasulullah used to fast. And this Monday was the 11th Rabi Awwal. The 12th was Tuesday. But then it was Ayyam Ibiz. So the fasting. Like I was just saying, the Rasulullah's Sunnah. So sometimes we don't know what's more important. We think only this. But everything, we have to be balanced. The love of Nabi Kareem, itaat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So what was I saying?
So Rasulullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came into the dunya, when he was born, when his mother gave him birth, Abu Lahab's slave girl, she came and told him, "Eat at your brother's house, Abdullah," because Abdullah has passed away. Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, had left the world. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the world, he was without a father. We just read, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرُ. Do not rebuke the yatim, orphan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an orphan. At the age of 6, no mother. At the age of, you know, coming into the dunya without a father. Only you can ask that person, understand? At the age of 8, his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, leaves the world. Understand? From that age, then he's, who takes care of him? His uncle, Abu Talib. So he says that Abu Lahab, when he was given the glad tiding from his slave girl that at your brother's house, Amina has given birth to a child, Muhammad, he became so happy that he said to her, "You're free. One like this, you're free." It says that sometimes Abu Lahab will also get some water to drink, even though he would be in such worse punishment, because he was one of the bitterest enemies of Islam. Abu Talib. We know the famous hadith that he will be given shoes to wear that will burn his brains. The lowest punishment. So if a mushrik's love is beneficial, or something like that benefited, then me and you as an ummati, to love Nabi Kareem, is it not going to benefit us? Is it not going to benefit us? Is it not going to benefit us? Indeed, it will benefit us. Yeah? So it's very, very important that we get this connection. And if we look at our Salafis Salihin, all of them had this connection. Today, in the name of bidat and shirk, people destroy everything, everything. No, it's haram. But people don't even know. People don't even know where Imam Bukhari wrote his Tarjumatul Bab, where he wrote his Tarjumatul Bab. Today, I be there. Why are you going to sit in Riyazul Jannah, in Jannah, near the Prophet's grave and write something in your book? Can't you write it in somewhere else? Just be there. Don't even stand there. Don't even think there. Stop there. Stop this. Don't do this. They stop everything. Why? Distant from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They don't even know Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, what connection he had with all the four imams of the school of thoughts. What connection did they had with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How their life was full of sunnah, and how they had this connection that they used to see Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their dreams so much. How the sahabas did too. And how they benefited from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at all times. And people, this is, you say, okay, oh, what do you mean? Even today you could benefit from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's muhabbat and love. Like I said, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his grave. And people think that, but they don't even know the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Hazrat Maulana Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Where was he inspired? Where did Allah show him this work? And who told him to do this work and start this work? He decided that now I'm going to reside in Medina. He used to worry, but this ummah, Alhamdulillah, nowadays even madaris have started. Alhamdulillah, the other ulama, they also strove in the other path of Allah, and they've done other things too. They've done this, but how can each individual come onto deen? He had this fikr, this cry. He used to cry. When he went to Medina Munawwara, then he decided, okay, now I'm going to stay in Medina too. And die in Medina, buried in Jannatul Baqi. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him in a dream that go, work will be taken from you, go back to India. So he was worried, okay, work will be taken from me, what am I going to do? I can't even speak properly. So when he told Sheikh Sayyid Hussein Ahmad Madni's older brother, Sheikh Sayyid Ahmad Madni, rahmatullahi, when he told him, he said, "Why are you so worried?" Because you know why? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say you go and do work, but work will be taken from you. Work will be taken from you. So he went back and Allah took work from him. This is not fairy tales. And we don't just follow or just believe or talk in the world of dreams. And people today, they don't even talk about these things. But halakhi, Bukhari hadith, لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ النَّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ. Nothing is left of nabuwat but glad tidings. And the greatest lie that a person can lie about is he says, "I saw this in a dream," and he did not. Or he claims his fatherhood to somebody else. Or he attributes a lie to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Three greatest lies. So if a person says, "I saw this in a dream," and he didn't, the biggest lie, why? لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ النَّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ. Nothing is left of nabuwat but true dreams.
لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. To listen that upon the friends of Allah there's no khawf, there's no grief. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For them there's glad tidings in this dunya and the akhirat. And what is bushra? The Sahabas asked, مَا الْمُبَشَّرَات? What is mubashirat? What is mubashirat? It means glad tidings in the literal meaning. It means رُؤْيَا صَالِحَة. True dreams, pious dreams, رُؤْيَا صَالِحَة. True dreams, رُؤْيَا صَالِحَة. You know, good dreams. Good dreams. So, people have connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every single ummati can connect himself with Allah in his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You connect yourself with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, automatic connection you have with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Remember that. Automatic. I told you this, Abu Lahab, and he will be given a break in the fire of hell because of that one finger that went to your free. Abu Talib, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Indeed, you cannot give guidance to who you want, but we do. Allah said. And this is Abu Talib. Allahu Akbar. This is why the Sahabis would cry and think that Allah, if he had accepted Islam, more than my father accepting Islam, we'd be happy to see Abu Talib had accepted Islam. Rasulullah. But this is Allahu Akbar. Nobody can question the Allah's shani bin Yazi, Allah's quality, that independent, not in need. And today, as ummati, when we think, if Abu Talib, who stayed with Rasulullah, who was so beloved to Rasulullah, that when he passed away, in the boycott that happened for those years, in Shaib Abi Talib, in there, Abu Talib and Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra, who was she? Wakanat, wakanat. Rasulullah used to say, she was something. Rasulullah's first wife. She, Allahu Akbar, Allah enlightened her grave, buried in Jannat al-Mu'alla. Then when you go to Makkah, we should also go. And many people, alhamdulillah, when they go to Medina Munawwara, they go to Jannat al-Baqi, but people forget to go to Jannat al-Mu'alla to meet Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Understand? So, because now you're going to say, this guy's inviting to go to graves? Shirk bidat. Who said? Rasulullah said, go to graveyards. Understand? Three masjids. You only go Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Aqsa, and Masjid al-Nabi, Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabi, and Masjid al-Aqsa. So you don't come specially for Jannat Masjid, or you don't go specially to Masjid al-Taqwa, or this masjid, just because of the masjid. But to graves, you can go to anybody's grave to visit. Understand? You can go to the graveyard. There's nothing wrong with it. Hazrat Shaykh in the Fazail Hajj, he mentions the story of the two selves, one Shaykh and another Shaykh. So one Shaykh said, I'm going to this masjid, I made intention for this masjid. So he goes, you've gone against the hadith. I'm going to go to the grave of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's grave. I'm going to. So he goes, because this is encouraging hadith. This isn't. So I was talking about Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra. So that same year, Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. In the same year, who passed away? Abu Talib. And this year is the year in Seerah. Because this is the month of Rabiul Awwal. And what I encourage myself and everybody is read the Seerah. Read the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this year, that after the boycott, that those years of hardships, their children used to cry of hunger. And Hazrat Khadija was old and she became so weak. Abu Talib became so weak of the hunger and the starvations that they went through that they could not take it. After that, they both passed away. This year was known as the year of Huzn, Amul Huzn, the year of grief for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What grief was it? Who? His beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. And his beloved uncle Abu Talib passed away. He was right at his deathbed, trying his best. Just please say La ilaha illallah. Please say. And then when we see this, when we hear this, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is not in need of anybody or anything. And Allah has given us iman. We're the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the ummati. Allah chose us to be the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are, alhamdulillah. I say to my friends, I say to people too. I was just talking the other day to my mother and I said, Mom, there's only one problem or one grief that a person has to grieve for. You know, when you have problem, everybody has problems today. Everybody has hundreds of problems, right? So much depression and that, problems. So the biggest problem is when Allah snatch your iman away. You're in a big problem. So until then, there's a lot of problems you have. But just think, Alhamdulillah, I still can say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I also believe that there's none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allah, I still have this. If you snatch this away from me, big problem. So nobody's in, so then you're alright. Okay, alhamdulillah. The Sahabi, their problem, their biggest problem in their life that they had, what was the biggest problem? If you ask a Sahabi, what's the biggest problem that you had in your life from the time that you were with Rasulullah ﷺ? The day when Rasulullah ﷺ left the world, that was the biggest musibat upon the Sahabas. The day when Nabi Kareem ﷺ left the world was the greatest musibat on them, the Sahaba Ikram. This was the connection that they had. And this is why they conquered the world, they conquered hearts, they conquered everybody. Even to conquer hearts, people fall in love. Why Rasulullah ﷺ was that person that people felt in love with? Just yesterday in this, I was talking about the person who wrote the 100 most influential personalities in history, even though he was not a Muslim. Understand? The first person he wrote was the Prophet Muhammad's name. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. This is Nabi Kareem ﷺ. But today, we ummati, any a kafir, a non-believer, or who's not a Muslim, or not a ummati of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's writing that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the greatest out of those personalities. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's personality is the greatest and most greatest personality ever in history. What's his name? Michael Hart, or who wrote the book? Him. So we see.
The ladies have some problem hearing.
Oh, okay. I'll hold it. So I'm saying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's muhabbat, love. So this is the month of Rabiul Awwal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and yes, 12th of Rabiul Awwal on a Monday. On Monday in Rabiul Awwal, he also passed away. And some are of the opinion that he passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. And some say a third of Rabiul Awwal. And there's difference. A third of Rabiul Awwal? Was the other narration we read yesterday? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam in Qasar al-Nawawi has said that there's also this opinion that another date in Rabiul Awwal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. So what I say to my friends, and I say to myself too, you know, our connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like this, that today we know everything about the latest gadgets. We know the latest of everything today. Today people know Bollywood, Hollywood. People know about hockey players and basketball players and soccer players. People know about many things. Why? It's the latest trends. Read up to it, stay up with the news, study it. The stock market, so people are studying it. They have their phone. But it's very, very sad that sometimes we ask ourselves, there are many, maybe even this gathering, oh, I've become 15 years old. I've become 20 years old, 25 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old. And just question the heart. Have I read Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerat, the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the beginning to the end? Myself, the little kids, mashallah, they're reading in their maktab, seerat part 1, part 2. But that is because of the maktab, so they have to read it. But as when you become mature, as yourself, like the way you studied this, you did this, you did this, you read this book and that book, and you studied this. But did you read the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like the way we don't read the Quran. Like the way we don't read the Quran. Have you read the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is sad. This is sad. Why is it sad, my beloved friends? Today, Allah is showing us that Allah is bringing in such people. Especially after 9/11, we see how many people are embracing Islam. Like that, I've heard from somebody, okay, like the way the Islam is the fastest growing religion and people are accepting Islam and coming into Islam, same way he said that every 4-1 is going off Islam. Allah is taking them off Islam. We are born in Muslim families. Our fathers and grandparents were all Muslim, alhamdulillah. But today, people come into Islam whose grandparents and mother and father are not even Muslim. Nobody. Allah is bringing them. And when you look at them and when you see them, they're practicing Islam more than we are. In the minutest detail of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they try to practice it. And girl, growing up here, I mean Canadian, American, born in Canada, America, parents are non-Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, whatever they may be, whatever religion they follow.
And they accept La ilaha illallah, they go on to such an iman that they even start doing niqab, covering their faces. In this time and age. And then Muslims, what the imams, this is not just one thing of sunnah, this is just one part of sunnah which is very important. But there's also the sunnah al batani, the heart should be pure too. And sunnah in eating, drinking, akhlaq, with neighbors, with wife, with children. Like I said, Rasulun min anfusikum, Rasul amongst you. How was he? Allahu Akbar. In Fadaili, in the virtues of Salatu was Salam, Durood Sharif, of Hadith Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, rahmatullahi alayhi, at the end of the stories, there's one where Hazrat Umar al-Khattab is just saying this, the grave of Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, you were like this, you're like this. And if, Ya Rasulullah, if you only chose, and you were so humble and so kind, that if you wanted, there was nobody equal that you could even marry. You could not marry nobody of your equal. Nobody in anything was your equal, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this is how kind you were. In every respect, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kind. This Nabi, who long tahajjud that night, and Allahu Akbar, his closeness to Allah, nobody could imagine. It says, you know, about one sunnah too, we can even maybe practice this, that if a person reads tahajjud sometimes, and then he reads two rakat sunnah, then to lie on the right side like this. You shouldn't lie down that you fall asleep and your Fajr Jama'at goes. But a little bit. Why? Why did Rasulullah do this? Because there's so many reasons given. Some say, what is the command of, you know, lying down after you read your Fajr Sunnah like this? So it said that Rasulullah used to read long tahajjud. As Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya, rahmatullah, gives a very delicate and lovely explanation. So he used to go way up there in his tahajjud, way high. And how high did Rasulullah get? How much proximity, how closeness did he get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could not even go any further. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And many sahabas were of the opinion that he did see Allah. And many sahabas, authentic opinions, were not. He did not see Allah. Whatever the case may be. But that's how close he got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand? In Mi'raj. And so in his tahajjud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too, very high. Is his night qiyamul layl. So then he said that to get ardiyah, to get down to the earth. So that if he was to come out of his house and the sahabas was to see him, they could take that. Otherwise, his thing would have been so powerful. And they said that he was given this too, that when a person would just see him, he'd be awestruck. A woman came to Rasulullah ﷺ and she just came, she started shaking. But Rasulullah ﷺ, how did he eat? How did he drink? How did he sleep? How did he talk? أَأْكُلُ كُمَا تَأْكُلُ لَبْ. I eat like the way a gulam, like the way a slave eats. He never ate reclining, leaning. Rasulullah sallam, and there they explain us how to eat, the sunnah manner of eating. So Rasulullah sallam always ate like that with his head down. This way. So he said to this woman who was shaking, why are you shaking? I'm only the son of that woman. My mother was that she used to eat dry meat, and I'm her son, and we ate dry meat, we're simple people. Why are you shaking? She calmed down. Many times, because Rasulullah sallam was given this Ra'ab, and people would be awestruck. With that, in his beauty, they say Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's beauty was exposed, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam's beauty was hidden, because nobody could take that beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Was so beautiful. And like when we were coming right now, when you look at 401 and you saw that full moon, so the Sahabi said, I look at the moon and I look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and then I understood the moon is defeated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam's face is even more beautiful than the moon, the full moon. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, to get down to the earth, he would lie down. That same Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has time. That little, she's little, she's very young, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Allah, one third of deen has come from our beloved mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Allah has revealed ayats in the Surah Nur, and ayats concerning her. Allahu Akbar. And this is the family of Siddiq Akbar, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And so many things. Tayammum was because of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and that whole story that they were looking for her necklace and that. So she, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had time to race with her. Not just once. Another time too. And once she wins, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wins, one all of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has time to race with his wife. Why? This... Now imagine, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, a prophet amongst you. And even though he was so, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى, even though only the prophet, when he was in Mi'raj, Who ushered him forward? And all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are there. All the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam from the time of Adam to the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Aqsa. Who ushers him forward? The angel does. Because he didn't go forward, that I am the imam of everybody. And he was the imam of everybody. In all respect. Everything that they all possessed, he had. But this was abdiyat. And the angel put him forward and he led them in salat. This was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look, he has time to race with his wife. Sometimes their voices would even get higher than his. Understand? And he didn't get upset. Today, I'm Sheikh. You're milkshake. What are you? You're out there in your house, if your wife screams at you, everybody, I'm Molana. I'm Sheikh. People respect me. My wife screamed at me. So what? Rasulullah's wife used to. And he said, I'd rather be that one. There's two types of men. One type of men is those, right? I'm here. So, oh, he's here. Oh, is the food ready? Is this ready? Oh, now he's putting the morsel in his mouth. He's got to be exactly right. If it's not right, oh no. Carry it. This is one type of man, right? This is la'im. And there's one kareem. And that's Rasulullah said, I am that one. And then how is that one? He goes, that one, usually they go over him. You know, the wife, they go over him, meaning that they beat him. In speech, yap, and eating his brains up. Because he's so cool and calm. And they scream and they yell at him. And the other one, they don't have the guts to scream at him. They don't have the guts to say anything to him. See, I'm that one. That they overpower the one who's kareem. I prefer to be that one. He was so simple, so much abdiyat. How high was his status? This was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, time is, we talk so much. But here we see that the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we've distanced ourselves from the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So read the seerat. So there are many, many seerats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's famous, Shaykh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah Ali has written a book of seerat too. Rahiq al-Makhtum is a very famous one that many people read, alhamdulillah, in English. And you can read it in your language too. If somebody, there's, in every language there's seerat written. Understand? And anybody, so if somebody's comfortable with Arabic, Urdu, English, Tamil, whatever language you're comfortable with, read the seerat. And also it's very important that you do ask and consult the ulamas about the seerat book that you're reading. Because sometimes some people do write, and they write, you know, especially on these issues, sometimes they write very, very funny things. Understand? You know, our Akabir Mashaikh always were careful when they're talking and, you know, explaining and talking about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah save us, that we don't say something or indirectly too, which may be disrespect to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Understand? So read the seerah. Read the seerah. What is seerah? When I say seerah, is the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from cover to cover. Understand? And then many times, and follow the sunnah much as you can. Much as you can. And I explain to my friends, look, the beard is not just sunnah, but it's wajib. So sometimes the shaitan says, but you don't have a beard. You don't even wear kurta. You never wear kurta. You always wear shirt in that. Right? So why are you going to sit down and eat? Why are you going to eat with your hands? Why are you going to do this? Why are you going to do this? You don't follow these big sunnahs. Or you don't even read salat with jamaat in the masjid. Shaitan says all this to you. But remember, there are hundreds of things in the day that we do. Right now, we're all going to go out of the masjid of Jannah to home. If Allah keeps us alive. And if somebody dies here in the masjid. But our intention is, we're going to go. So now we're going to wear our shoes. We're going to wear our jackets. How do we wear our jackets? How do we wear our shoes? Just to put the right foot in first, the right sleeve in first, you worship Allah. And you have to put your coat on. You're going to feel cold. You have to put your shoes on. Didn't you? I have to. Everybody does. But just to put it on the sunnah manner, you got reward. Subhanallah. You have to do. But don't let the shaitan say to you, but you don't follow this, you don't follow this, you don't do this, you don't do this. Allah could like a evil woman walking, thirsty, drinking water, and then see a dog dying of thirst, feed the dog water and put it into Jannah. Allah could like that. Allah could like anything at any time. Understand? The ikhlas, when it comes, Allah could accept it, finish. You're succeeded. Alhamdulillah. Understand? So try. And try your best. Get connected with the Nabi. Read a lot of Salatu Was Salam. Today people don't read Salatu Was Salam on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, there are some people who used to read 125,000 times durood Salatu Was Salam on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daily. We don't even have that much time. When you look at that Khandan, that Siddiqi Khandan, who's Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, Hazrat Shaykh Hadith Muhammad Zakariya, the women folks used to read 40 juz, 10, the whole Quran in 10 juz on top of that, in the month of Ramadan. This was the women folk. And their tasbihats, Allahu Akbar. So people had time to dedicate to read Salatul Salam on Rasulullah. Today we don't read Salatul Salam. And we think it nothing. But you know what? I read at the beginning. Allah commands us. Allah commands you. Allah commands me. And Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ. Allah and His angels send also salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You too. Allah doesn't say, I perform salat, namaz, and I give zakat, I do hajj, and the angels do. Well, angels, they do their specific things that they're commanded to do. But Allah does, even though in Fazail al-Durushi, we read under this ayat what the meaning is when salat is attributed to Allah, to the angels, and to the believers, and to the weak. What does it mean? Well, Allah is commanding us to do something. And for who? So Rasulullah will benefit? He doesn't need us. What? For our benefit. A person who reads one salat on the Prophet, 10 mercies. And 10 of your sins are forgiven. So much blessings. Today we have not understood this. So everybody's, you know, they have things, you know, it's so easy. If a person just says any type of salatu salam, you can understand the meaning. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. He's going to work 100 tasbih, 200 tasbih, 300 tasbih, then tasbih of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, istighfar, and you know, and read some Quran too. So this is very easy. Salatu wassalam. And when you read a lot of salatu wassalam, inna ulan nasi bi yawm al qiyamati aktharhum alayya salatan. Indeed, the closest to me on the day of judgment is the one who read the most salatu wassalam upon me. The most salatu wassalam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you'll be closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read a lot of salatu wassalam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we've forsaken this. We've forsaken this practice of following the sunnah and reading salatu wassalam. On Friday, what is commanded? On Friday, you're not supposed to just fast on Friday and leave other days. And Hadith says not to do that. Understand? There's no specific, yes, there's Surah Kahf, maybe Surah Dukhan on Thursday night, Surah Kahf on Fridays, right? And then there's the Friday prayers and the Ghusl of Friday and all this stuff. That's there. But what is an ibadah that is, you know, special ibadah that we're supposed to do from Maghrib after, on Thursday night after Maghrib when Friday starts, until sunset of Friday, is salatu wassalam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a special ibadat. Tell me, have we ever said and 1,000 times we read salatu wassalam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? People who used to read so much salatu wassalam, their graves. People who wrote hadith like Imam Bukhari's grave, the dust was smelling. Hadith Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi's grave, that was smelling fragrance. Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Lahori, his grave was smelling. Many people's grave used to smell. His grave used to smell because their salatu salam, their occupation in hadith, you know, because they say the muhaddithin, all saying salatu salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much. Understand? And this is a connection. This is one way of connecting ourselves with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to read a lot of salatu salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you could, read salatu salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep it your wird. Hazrat Ubayy ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, I have set a time of mine for salatu salam and other things. So this much time. For example, 1/3 of my time. So Rasulullah sallam, very well, but if you increase, it's better. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, then half of my time. He said, if you increase, even better. So he said, Rasulullah sallam, even better. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, all my time I will send salatu salam upon you. So Rasulullah said, then it will take away all your worries and calamities, and this is enough for you. To read salatu salam all the time. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ubayy ibn Ka'b, waqrahum li kitabillahi, the greatest qari of the Quran, Hazrat Ubayy ibn Ka'b. Understand? So like I said right at the beginning too, our connection with the Quran too, reading of the Quran, connection with Rasulullah sallam, the Sunnah. Allah, give us this connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This month is month of Rabi al-Awwal. So some people, you know, they have these Milad conferences and they have this. Now, there's an issue. Okay, is Milad bidat? Is it haram? Is it this and that? Well, I was explaining the subcontinent ulama at that time, when they saw that people were doing wrong things, they stopped it. And our Akabir Mashaykh, they always were like this, that they're very, very in the middle path. They're very, very. This is why the extremists on that side, they call them the Wahhabis. And the extremists on that side, right, they call them the grave worshippers. The Akabir, like the Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, rahmatullahi alayhi, and these people, they followed exactly in the middle path. Middle path, that when they saw that it's leading into bid'ah, things were, they said, no, stop it. Because people are doing. But in reality, their own Shaykh Hazrat Haji Imdadullah, rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to celebrate Milad. And what is celebration of Milad? It's not a celebration. It's not. There's no such thing as making a birthday. I don't want to tell you this masala. It's in Fatawa-e Rashidiyah of Sheikh Rashid Ahmad Gungoy. I don't want to tell you it because then everybody will start making birthdays. Right? People think birthday is totally haram. Yes, keep it that way because then people will start putting candles and people will start making wishes and blow whatever wish you make is accepted. Allah, that'll be shirk. Understand? So that's what it leads to. So ulama say stop it. But you know, in reality, whenever there's a gathering, so we don't say this is a gathering of Bilal, but this is a gathering of Seerah, of the talk of the Prophet ﷺ. Just give it a different name, but have the gatherings of the Prophet ﷺ. Talk about it. There's people who sing poetry. And people think that this, you know, Mawlana Ilyas, rahmatullahi alayhi, he heard one poetry of Allama Iqbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. Have you seen the picture of Allama Iqbal? He was a very great poet of Pakistan. Allah had given him such insight. Allahu Akbar. Really? And the poetry that he done, Allah had given him, ajib. So it said, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyasab just heard this one poetry of his and he came in ecstasy and he said, really this person is a person connected. And sahib and nisbat person. He just, what was in the poetry? Oh Allah, please do not take me to account. Because it's a bit in Farsi in that. And if you do take me into account and put me on account on the Day of Judgment, please hide me from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because I don't want to grieve my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of my a'mal. And he sees that you are upset with me because of my a'mal, Allah. My Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be grieved that my ummati is going to heaven. This is it. This was the meaning of this. And Mawlana Ilyas said, Allahu Akbar. So there's poetry in this too. And right now, inshallah, a little, I'm going to read Qasida-e Burda. Now people say, what is the Qasida-e Burda? So, you know, this, what is Qasida-e Burda? Inshallah, we can get it. Ali is over there. The Qasida-e Burda, right, it's just poetry in Arabic because, you know, sometimes we have, you know, how we have nasheeds and these, because kids like nasheeds and that. Alhamdulillah, you know, this is, you know, today people listen to music and all this stuff, which is so evil, so evil. So the best, listen to the Quran. The different Haram Sharif imams and the different Arabs reading the Quran in the beautiful tone. Alhamdulillah, listen to that. Listen to nasheeds and naats in the praise of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without music. You know, nowadays they're getting too much music into everything and distracting us. This slowly, slowly. This is the way things get into be that in that, understand? Getting off the track. But you know, there's no problem. Now this, people think, what is Qasida-e Burda? And people say that, where is this? And what is it? Well, Qasida-e Burda, it says, this is actually a translation to it. It's written by Allama Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi. And what had happened, well, I'll just read the beginning, the introduction to this Qasida-e Burda. So you'll be just surprised, and many people don't even know. People don't even know, especially the people who got in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think, what's this Qasida-e Burda that they'll say that? Or the people who think that, but they don't know that Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, on his deathbed, he told the ulama around him, and he encouraged that the ulama should read this with much love, and they'll benefit from this Qasida-e Burda, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Why? It's got such poetry, it was accepted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted. Like the way the books of Fadail and A'mal are accepted. Now, I don't want to go into things about that, the dreams and that, about these things. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right from the beginning, Bukhari Sharif was accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already told Imam Bukhari. And in the dream, Imam Bukhari saw that he was fanning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was way before he even wrote Bukhari. So that was already accepted. Understand? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts something, obviously Allah is going to accept it. When it's beloved to Rasulullah, it's going to be beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Qasida-e Burda is, it says here, that we begin by praising Allah and sending choicest blessings and peace upon His last and beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All praise be to Allah through whose grace all righteousness is completed. May mercy and peace be upon the most virtuous of all creation, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mercy also be upon his family, his companions and followers until the day of reckoning. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a hadith, none of you has perfect iman until I am more beloved to him than his parents and his children. And in another hadith, than all mankind. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the perfection of our iman. iman. The love can only be achieved if we know and understand of the perfection and exalted status of Sayyidina Rasulullah in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. The translation and commentary of the Qasida e Burda highlights the lofty status and perfection of Sayyidina Rasulullah. The infinite value and greatness of the Qasida e Burda in creating an attachment with Rasulullah may best be described in the words of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh in his parting advice to Hazrat G. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh at the time of his death. Ulama should read the Qasida e Burda and Shaykh al-Habib with respect and honor, otherwise without respect and longing, it will be of no use. From reading the Qasida e Burda, attachment with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is established. Understand? So this Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah say, it will be established. And it's in his Malfuzat, because it's in Urdu, and this is also translated. And it's not, he said this, he stressed it, that why. Now, yes, we read the kalimat, read the tasbihat, read salatu wassalam. So why only this poetry? Isn't this that? No. You know, love, a person can get love. Many, many, many times people heard somebody say some poetry or something like that, and they felt in love. So why today people listen to all these different types of music and all this nonsense, which leads us totally off track. So this, sometimes when somebody says something, and from his heart, or something comes out, and somebody feels, and a person just thinks, yeah, Allah, I have to love Rasul, I have to follow his sunnah, I have to, the people go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compulsory upon us. So in any means that a person can attain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love with permissible things. So now if we got here, and I said, let's go get a band of drums and guitar, and also have some women singing with us. Then we've gone off track. Understand? We've gone off track. Because we put some music in it. We put women into it. We put other things into it. Or if I told a young lad without a beard, you understand? People don't even know that. Young lad without a beard. Understand? A young lad, you're not supposed to stay in privacy with a young lad without a beard. People don't know that. But that's true too. There's so many cases and things like that that people don't know. In these. So this is even important. So now, I have a person with, alhamdulillah, it's just, I'm going to, inshallah, sing this Qasida e Burda, and all of you can join in singing the Salatu Wasalam, the Durood Sharif, when we read the Salatu Wasalam on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now in here, it's got the whole, in fact, the story of how Qasida, the writer Hazrat Imam Saleh Sharifuddin Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Hassan al-Busiri had become paralyzed. His doctors and physicians gave up all hope of his recovery. Eventually, in the state of complete helplessness and despair, he composed this poem expressing the grandeur and excellence of Sayyidina Rasulullah ﷺ, using this as his sole means of asking Allah Ta'ala to cure him from his illness. He isolated himself in a quiet place on one Thursday night, and with complete devotion, concentration, and sincerity, a class began reciting this poem. While reciting it, sleep overcame him. He had a vision, a dream of Sayyidina Rasulullah. He told Sayyidina Rasulullah of his illness, whereupon Sayyidina Rasulullah passed his blessed hand all over Imam Busayri's body. Through the barakah and blessings of Sayyidina Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala granted him complete cure from his paralysis. When he awoke, he found a scarf or shawl on his body, which he had seen Sayyidina Rasulullah place on his paralyzed limbs. This resulted in the poem being named Qasida e Burda, the poem of the scarf. Right? And so in the morning, when due to some necessity, he went to the bazaar. A pious saint greeted him with salam and requested him to recite the Qasida, which he had composed in praise of Sayyidina Rasulullah. The poet said that, "I have composed many poems in praise of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Which one do you wish to hear?" The pious servant said, "The one with which begins with Amin Tazakuri Jiranin," in this Qasida Ibula. Upon this request, the poet became wonderstruck in Imam Busiri and said, "I take an oath that no one knows about this poem. Tell me the truth. From whom did you hear about it?" The pious servant of Allah replied, "I take an oath by Allah. I heard it from you last night when in a dream you had recited to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Whereupon Sayyidina Rasulullah became attentive towards you, and because of his blessings, Allah Ta'ala granted you complete cure from your ailment. Now, somebody think this is far-fetched. No, how can he also see this dream? And did he really, is it made up? So a person can think that because it's not wahi, it's not Quran, it's not hadith. It's just a story. So a person can think that. I'm not telling anybody to believe it. But if me, 100% I believe it. 100% I believe it. Understand? If somebody experiences something, then he would know what the reality is. But if it doesn't have to. Somebody can argue, well, yeah, sure, I accept it. I didn't say this is Quran and Hadith. Somebody could say, oh, how did he see? How did he say? How did he say this? And then if I was to talk about the Salafis Salihin, if I was to talk about that Sahabi, Hazrat Bilal bin Muzni, when he went to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, he cried, the Ummah is dying of famine. And he saw Rasulullah ﷺ in the dream that tomorrow is going to rain. Tell Umar to stick to cleverness and it rained the next day. This is a Sahabi. And it's authentic. And this, I can show the authenticity of it. Alhamdulillah. That is, a Sahabi saw this dream. Understand? So, Bahal, this is something that if a person doesn't, if he doesn't want to believe or he wants to, that's to a person himself. But this is the thing. So now it's very long, and I can't read the whole thing, obviously not. But I'm just going to read that one chapter wherein it's about concerning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ibadah, his worship and his sacrifice. So we get that, you know, feeling and that love for concerning the in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'll just read it in poetry form afterward. I'll just read the translation first. Zalamtu sunnata man ahya zalam ila inashtakad qadamahu durra min warami. I transgress the sunnah of him, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who passed the night in ibadat until his feet complain of injury due to being swollen. And this is the state of us. What sunnah do we act upon? I transgressed it. Imam Busiri is saying this, crying. And he's saying this. That, you know, today we don't act upon the sunnah of Nabi. He spent nights in even worship. Forget other sunnahs. We can't do no sunnahs we act upon. So try our best to act upon the sunnah. وَشَدَّ مِنْ سَغَى مِنْ أَحْشَاهُ وَطَوَى. And he tied and folded on account of hunger around his stomach. تَحْتَ الْحِجَارَةِ قَشْحَ مُطْرَفَ الْأَدَمِ. A stone beneath which is his delicate skin. He had such beautiful skin, and he had stones tied to it because of hunger. And high mountains of gold tried to tempt him towards it, but he was completely disinclined due to his high courage. And he could have said, Ya Allah, I do wish Mount Ahad to turn into gold, and then walk with him. But he did not choose this. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had kingdom. Rasulullah said, no, I'm just one day food, one day no food. Alhamdulillah. وَقَدَ زُهْدَهُ فِيهَا ضَرُورَةٌ إِنَّ ضَرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُ عَلَى الْعِسَمِينَ. His piety increased in spite of his need, for verily need never prevails over powers the infallible. وَكَيْفَ تَدْعُ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا ضَرُورَةَ مَنْ لَوْلَاهُ لَمْ تَخْرُجِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعَدَمِ. How can the necessities of such a noble personality incline him towards this world? For had it not been for him, the world would not have been come out of non-existence. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnain wa Thakalain wa Farikain min Arabin wa Ajami. The Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of both the worlds and both the creation, men and jinnkind, and of all groups, Arabs and non-Arabs. Nabiyun al-Amirun Nahi fala ahad abarra fi qawlin la minhu wa la na'ami. Our Nabi, the one who commands good, forbids evil. There is none parallel to him, more truthful than him in saying no or yes. He is Allah's most beloved, whose intercession is hoped for every fear and distress that is going to come on the day of agony and fears. He called people towards Allah, so those who cling to him, clinging to a rope which will never snap. He transcends. And he higher than Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam physically in noble character, and the other Anbiya cannot come near him in knowledge and noble nature. وَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَهْمِسٌ غَرْفًا مِنَ الْبَحْرِ أَوْ رَشْفًا مِنَ الدِّيَمِ. They are all obtained from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like a handful of water from the ocean or a few sips from continuous rains. وَوَاكِفُونَ لَدَيْهِ إِنْدَ حَدِّهِمْ مِنْ نُقْطَةِ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ شَكْلَةِ الْحِكَمِ. And they all stop before him at their assigned limits, either of a point of knowledge or to gain one wisdom from his sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wisdom. فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَصُورَتُهُ ثُمَّ اصْطَفَاهُ حَبِيبًا بَارِيَ النَّسَمِ. For he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is one with whom ended all outward and inward perfections. And then the creator of all creation chose him as his most beloved, Habibullah. وَنَزَّهُ عَنْ شَرِيكٍ فِي مَحَاسِنِهِ فَجَوْهَرُ الْحُسْنِ فِيهِ غَيْرُ مُنْقَسِمِ. He has no equal in his magnificence. The jewel of excellence in him is indivisible. Discard what the Christians claim about their Nabi. You know, besides what the Christians, they claim Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to be Allah himself. Besides that, the greatest is after Allah is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So you can say anything, but don't say that he's Allah. So don't go to that point. Then it'll be shirk. Understand? Discard what the Christians claim about their Nabi, then decide and say what you wish in praise of him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once bila qadrihi ma shi'ta min sharaf, once bila qadrihi ma shi'ta min adam, and attribute towards his personality whatever you wish of excellence, and attribute to his dignified status as much greatness as you wish. فَإِنَّ فَضْلَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ لَهُ For verily excellence of the Messenger of Allah has no limits. حَدٌ فَيُعْرَبُ عَنْهُ نَاتِكُمْ بِفَمِهِ Bounds that a speaker might be able to express with his mouth. لَوْ نَاسَبَتْ قَدْرَهُ عَيَةُ عِذَمًا أَحْيَسْمُهُ حِينَ يُدْعَ دَارِسَ الرِّمَمِ If his miracles were proportionate according to his rank and greatness, then his name will have, when called out, brought decaying bones back to life. لَمْ يَمْتَحِنَّا بِمَا تَعْيَ الْعُقُولُ بِهِ حِرْسًا عَلَيْنَا فَلَمْ نَرْتُ وَلَمْ نَحِمِ He did not try to test us with that which will confound our minds out of keen interest, kindness for us, neither we were suspicious about the truthfulness of his mission, nor were we confounded by his doctrines. أعي الوراء فهم معناه فليس يرى يرى للقرب والبعد فيه غير مفخمي His perfect inner nature made people helpless from comprehending, so it was not understood, those near and far, except according to their helpless in perfect understanding. كَالشَّمْسِ تَظْهَرُ لِلْعَيْنِ مِنْ بُعْدٍ Like how the sun is seen by the eyes from afar, صَغِيرَةً وَتَكِلُّ طَرَفَ مِنَ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ أَمَمِ very small, yet hurts, dazzles the eyes when you stare at it. وَكَيْفَ يُدْرِكُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَقِيقَتَهُ قَوْمٌ نِيَامٌ تَسُلُّ عَنْهُ بِالْحُلُمِ And how can the reality of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be comprehended in this world? A sleeping nation whose description of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are like interpretations of a dream. فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ So the extreme depths of our knowledge concerning him is that he is a man, a bashar, a human. وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ And verily he is the best of the creation of Allah. وَكُلَّ آيَاتِ الرَّسُولِ الْكِرَامِ بِهَا Every miracle which all the Nabis showed, فَإِنَّمَا اتَّصَلَ مِن نُورِهِ بِهِمِ Verily they had been deprived from his nur. فَإِنَّ شَمْسُ فَضْلٌ كَهُمْ كَوَاكِبُهَا يُظْهِرْنَا أَنْوَارَهَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي الظُّلُمِ For verily he is the sum of virtue, and they anbiya are his stars, which shows their light to people only in the dark. حَتَّى إِذَا طَلَعَتْ فِي الْكَوْنِ عَمَّا هُدَى هَلْ آلِمِينَ وَحْيَ السَّائِلِ الْأُمَمِ Universally, until when the sun rose, his light spread universally and gave him life to all and gave life to all nations. أَكْرِمْ بِخَلْقِ النَّبِيُّ زَانُهُ خُلْقٌ How noble are the physical qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adorned with good character, bil husni mustamil, bil bashri muttasim, who was vested with beauty, distinguished by pleasant temperament. كَالْذَهْرِ فِي الطَّرْفِ وَالْبَدْرِ فِي الشَّرْفِ وَالْبَحْرِ فِي كَرَمٍ وَالْدَهْرِ فِي هِمَمٍ He is like a blooming flower in his freshfulness, and the full moon in splendor, and the ocean in generosity, and time in his fearless courage. كَأَنَّهُ وَفَرْدٍ فِي جَلَالَتِهِ فِي أَسْكَرٍ حِينَ تَلْقَاهُ وَفِي حَشْمِ Even when alone, it appears due to his grandeur, as though he is the midst of a large army and his retinue. Now all this is his poetry, there's so much of it here, but I'm just going to read up to here. كَأَنَّمَا الْأُولِي الْمَكْنُونِ فِي صَدَفْ مِنْ مَعْدِنِ مَنْتَكِ مِنْهُ وَمُتَسِمِ لَاتِيبَ يَعْدِ الْتُرْبَنْ ضَمَّ عَظُمُهُ كَتُوبَ لِمُنْتَشَكِ مِنْهُ وَمُتَسِمِ It is like the pearls well preserved in oysters from the two minds of his speech and his smiles. No perfume equals the dust earth which is touching his Rasulullah's body. And they say the greatest earth is that earth which is in Medina touching the body of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even greater than the house of Allah, Baytullah. The earth that is touching actually the body of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And glad tidings be to the person who smells it, the dust, and kisses it. So inshallah we'll read, and inshallah everybody can join me in reading. Mawla ya salli wa sallim. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ظلم تسنة من أحيى الظلام إلى أن اشتكد قدماه الضل من ورمي وشد من صواب عشاءه وطوى تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وراودته الجبال الشم من ذهب عن نفسه فأراها أيما الشمم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وأكدت زهده فيها ضرورته إن الضرورة لا تعدو على العصام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب وعجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أضل في قول الله منه ولا نعم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم كلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وواقفون لديه عند حدهم من نقطة العلم أو من شكلة الحكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فهو الذي تم معناه وصورته ثم اصطفاه حبيبا بارئ لسمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم منزه عن شريك في محاسنه فجوهر الحسن فيه غير منقسم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دع ما دعته النصارى في نبيهم واحكم بما شئت مدحا فيه واحتكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وانسب إلى ذاته ما شئت من شرف وانسب إلى قدره ما شئت من عظم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن فضل رسول الله ليس له حد فيعرب عنه ناطق بفمه مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لو ناسبت قدره آياته عظاما أحيا اسمه حين يدعى درس الظمم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لم يمتحنا بما تعي العقول به حرصا علينا فلم نرتب ولم نهيمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم عي المرى فهم معناه فليس يرى للقرب والبعد فيه غير منفهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true connection and love with Allah, the Holy Quran, with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us this chance and ability, Allah give us this guidance that we be a means of barakat and blessing for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah choose us for his deen, that we do khidmat of his deen. Allah enable us all to be resurrected with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah give us some status with the Sahaba in Rasulullah s.a.w. in the Day of Judgment. Allah give us Hawzi Kawthar from Rasulullah s.a.w.'s hands. Allah give us trueness, but inshallah I'm planning with my parents to do their kimmat, inshallah. I'm planning to go next week to Umrah with my parents after 10 years. So make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Allah, take me safely, bring me. Well, if Allah gives me a space in Medina, alhamdulillah, Jannatul Baqi, but make special dua that Allah accept. Allah accept and Allah from both Haramain and Sharifain. Allah accept and Allah take you and me, all of us, again and again to the two places. And Allah give us a death with Iman. Sunnah ibn Nabiqim Sassu. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كلما ذكر الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا يوافي نعمته يكافئ مزيده اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقنا اتباع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرا وباطنا وقولا وفعلا وبعد ما أخلاقكم اللهم ارزقنا اتباع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل زمان في كل مكان في كل حال والله accept us all والله accept our gathering here والله make us a means of guidance for all the mankind والله accept us all والله accept us والله give us true connection with you and your prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم give us the true connection with the holy Quran and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم والله Allah forgive all our sins, major, minor, the ones we committed openly and secretly. Allah forgive all our sins. Allah, all those people who have told us to make dua for them. Allah, you give them the best of this dunya and akhirah. Allah, any person who has done any favor, any ihsan, any good towards us. Allah, you give him or her the best of this dunya and akhirah. Allah, you give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, the Ulama, the Mashayikh, all those people who have strived, our teachers, our parents, all those people who've done and strived, and because of them we have this deen. Allah, you give them the best. And the ones who've passed away, Allah, you enlighten their graves, you raise their status. And the ones who are still in the dunya, our parents and our teachers, our asatizas, Allah, you give them the best of this dunya and akhirah. Allah, any person, male or female, that we have hurted, we have usurped his or her rights, and we've done wrong to, we've backbited, we've done slandered, we've done any wrong to, Allah, forgive us and you give him or her the best of this dunya and akhirah. O Allah, please accept us all. O Allah, give us trueness with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the true love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we ask for such iman which there's no turning away from. O Allah, keep us steadfast with iman. Give us a death with iman. Give us a death in the state that you are pleased with us. Give us a death in the state that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also pleased with us. On the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the city of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Jannatul Baqi, give us a place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us to go to Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, take us to Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are going around in the world, Ya Allah, give all the workers ikhlas and unity. And Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen. Ya Allah, whether Ya Allah, accept all the marakis. Ya Allah, accept all the work of Dawat and Tabligh, the khanqahs, the madaris, the ulama, the musannifi, the mujahideen. Ya Allah, all the works of deen, Ya Allah, all the people are doing. And Ya Allah, give all the workers ikhlas and sincerity. And Ya Allah, accept them all. Ya Allah, give our parents the best. Ya Allah, enable us to serve our parents and get jannah through them. Ya Allah, enable us to fulfill the rights of our children too. Ya Allah, they're amanat for us. Ya Allah, keep them on iman, keep us on iman, keep all the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam steadfast on iman. Oh Allah, the situation of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in such a state, Ya Allah, which is very grieving, which is saddening. Ya Allah, straighten the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, guide the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, Allahumma fill ummat sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sayyidina Muhammad Allahumma tajawwaz ummat sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma astur ummat sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ajbur ummat sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma farij ummat sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we ask for all those things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for. We seek refuge from all those things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam seek refuge from. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adha minhu nabiyyuka sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa antal musta'an wa alaykal bala wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna salamun wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin amin.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Alhamdulillah, we all make dua to Mawlana Zakaria. Alhamdulillah, and his father, Ismail Bhai, and he's a national shura, he's one of the responsible person for the national shura. So he said, Alhamdulillah, they did a lot of sacrifice in the beginning when they came to the Western country, North America, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their family, mother and father, Mawlana Zakaria, they all go, inshallah, next week for the Umrah. So inshallah, make dua for them, Alhamdulillah, except their Umrah, inshallah. Mawlana also make dua for all of us, Musalli here. Inshallah, can we have a salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see them, inshallah. Kabatullah, make dua for us also, inshallah, to accept Allah upon all of us, inshallah. Jazakumullah, hi, brother. So, Nabi, it's a very important announcement. So, dinner, inshallah, has been arranged for everybody, inshallah, for all of you. Nobody leave, inshallah, without taking the dinner, inshallah. So, please kindly request all of you, inshallah, join for dinner, inshallah, with us today, inshallah. Jazakumullah, hi.